Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being back with us. It's good to be back with you. We were just gone for a few minutes, but it's still good to be back. And we got John Deeney with us right now. John Deeney is the president of Management Performance Network. And he's down in the beautiful San Antonio, Texas area. And John's just an outstanding resource for us. He's the author of 103 Tips for Better Hiring. He owns one of the most successful tab boards organizations in the country, and he's our good friend. John, welcome back.
Well, thanks. I am glad to be back. I've been gone longer than you were, Jim.
I know it. And we missed you too, John.
Well, thank you.
John, I know one of the things that's on your mind today is how to hire good people. You know, I wrote in an article recently, I posed this question. You know, who are the key employees in a small business? And, of course, the answer is they all are.
Right.
We can't have any dead wood at all, period, paragraph. Because in a big business, you know, you can have a few floaters out there, but not in small business. And so we have no choice but to do a perfect job, a virtually perfect job of hiring the right people, do we?
No, it's, as you said, there's no slack. There's no added room. There's no capacity for other employees to pick up what somebody isn't doing in a small business. And unfortunately, as the owner, usually that slack winds up being you.
Mm-hmm.
And you doing extra work.
That's right.
So you have a special personal vested interest in making sure you have good employees.
And when you're taking up slack, that means that nobody's minding the direction of the company.
That's right. You know, Michael Gerber says, in the business or on the business, and being shorthanded a couple people in a small company is the best way I know of to be buried in the business.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So, but you know, unfortunately, John, this is one of the two areas that I say that small business owners really don't do a good job in typically, and it's a lesson. It's an area that we really should take a lesson from big businesses. That one of the areas is marketing. We don't do nearly as good a job of marketing as we ought to do, but the other one is in the human resources area, and especially with regard to hiring, because either we don't know how the process should work, or we don't like the process, or we don't want to take the time to do it. What's going on, John? Why do we not do a better job of hiring the right people?
You know, it's funny, Jim. I think it's something of a catch-22. In a small business, you know your employees really well, and you have a very personal relationship with them. They're not just people that punch a clock back in the factory. And I think because of that, business owners tend to be too personal in their hiring. They tend to hire people they fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And they skip all the basics and all the fundamentals, that blocking and tackling, that make sure that they're getting the right person for the right job.
Here's another thing that happens, John, and I've seen this happen 1,000 times, and you have too. Somebody needs a new employee, and the first thing they do, and it's natural, it's a good thing to do actually, is to call their buddies and call their friends and say, hey, you know, I need somebody. Or maybe, you know, typically most of us within even weeks, somebody calls us and says, hey, I got a cousin or a son-in-law or somebody who needs a job. And so we get an opening, and bam, you know, I'll get this off my plate right now. Get that guy in here and put him to work.
Oh, sure. And, it, you know, people off the street. I talked to a business owner a couple of weeks ago, and I said, what, you know, you, it's a pizzeria, and lots of staff, lots of delivery guys and stuff. And I said, well, what do you do to hire? And he said, well, I don't do anything. I don't have to do anything. He said, there's people wandering in and out of here looking for jobs all day. He said, we get a little shorthanded. He said, I just take the next three or four that wander in. His turnover is a problem, by the way.
Yeah. Well, and so he winds up spending most of his time taking up the slack and training new people.
Yes, he's constantly training new people. And, you know, sometimes we accept that. We get this, I can't think of the word. We believe that because we're a small business, we're not good enough. We're not going to keep the best ones. You know, we don't have the career paths. We don't have the 20-year tracks to put these people on. So we get a fixation about the fact that you know, we've got to take what we can get. And that's not necessarily true.
And, you know, John, that might have been closer to being true 20 years ago. But in 2004, it is not true. And in 2005, it's going to be less true. And in 2006, it's going to be less true. When we come back, we're going to get John to help us do a better job of finding, hiring, and keeping the right people. Tony Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. John Deeney is our guest. John, tell us what the TAB Boards is. What is a TAB Board?
Well, we're professional facilitators around the country. There's about 160 of us now. We put together small groups of business owners, usually 8 to 10 in a board. They meet for 4 hours a month to help each other run the business. They're confidential, and we have no competitors in the group.
And how would somebody find out about how to join a TAB Board, how to create a new franchise or whatever? Tell us how to do that.
All that information is on our national website at tabboards.com, T-A-B-B-O-A-R-D-S.
.com. And if you want to see how the premier TAB Board organization in the United States is run, then go to this website. John, give us yours.
TabSanAntonio.com.
TabSanAntonio.com to check it out. And can they get your 103 tips for better hiring there, John?
Yes, there is a link there for the book.
Yeah, it's a little booklet. What do you charge for that booklet, John?
$4.95, I think.
Okay, it's a little booklet that'll help you. What is it? 103 tips on how to do a better job of hiring. You put it in your pocket, folks. I mean, it won't take you forever to read it, and it's just full of good information along the lines of what we're talking about with John right now. And John, we were talking about, you know, you said something a minute ago about the small business owners having this complex that we're not worthy, that we're, you know, we're supposed to be somewhat less. Well, you know, the reason I think that's hogwash right now, and I know it's hogwash now, is because more and more of us small business owners are plugging into our big business brethren and sistren with contracts to take critical pieces of their action and perform it for them. And so only small businesses that are only small in their size, not small in their organizational practices, will be able to get those contracts.
That's true, and I know I'm coming in. I heard you speaking about technology when I was in your virtual green room there. You know, with technology, we have brought small business up to the level of big business in a lot of our capabilities. You know, any of us in the service industry should be looking at our companies and realize that we're doing far, far more than we were with the same number of people 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make those people any less critical.
Actually, it makes them more critical.
It sure does. You can give them more opportunities to grow, but you still need the right folks. And the problem most of small business owners have is their process is run an ad, look at the resumes, interview. They interview some folks, usually late, usually squeezed, because if you're short a person, you're already doubled up and doing
right.
more work yourself.
And since you're the one hiring and you're the one covering the lost shift, you know, that's really kind of a bad situation, isn't it? It's a bad a combination there.
Right, you're desperate. You have a conflict of interest. As an owner, you want the best person for the job. As the guy who's handling all the extra work, you want anybody.
That's right.
And then you interview a couple of folks. Many times I see people with 20 resumes that they think might be qualified sitting on their desk, and they get through the first four or five interviews, and their attitude has already changed to, well, you know, the next person that looks like they can do the job, I'll offer it to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to look at the rest because I don't have the time. And then after they find somebody they like, that's my reference before to falling in love, they sit there, they find somebody who interviews well, has a nice personality, and then the rest of their hiring process is selling them on their company, the business owner pitching their company to them, which we find a tough time resisting, and then finding justifications to hire them. Even if the background check if they do background checks, and mm-hmm. even if the background check doesn't turn out well, they
many
find
times,
justifications to hire
many
them.
Many times references are not checked.
No.
Big mistake.
Say in the majority of times, we are stunned at the number of people we have. We do a little HR consulting. We don't do it as our main line of business, but we have people call us up and say, for responsible positions, I want this guy to be my next store manager.
Oh, no.
I want this guy to be my next operations manager. And, you know, I've heard you talk about how we need to run the checks. Would you guys mind running the checks for us?
Good for them. Now, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you how many times these people turn out to have felony convictions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, awful credit, three or four companies that are suing them
mm-hmm.
over unpaid bills, driving records.
Maybe no
atrocious.
Driver's license. Yeah.
I've had one recently, responsible position, who's going to be overseeing a fleet of people. The guy had two DUIs.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this wasn't mentioned in the interviews.
You got to check the backgrounds, folks. But then, you know, John, when I used to do a little bit of that too when I was consulting, doing a full-time consultant, and invariably the person I worked for would say, "Now, I've already got somebody here I'm looking at," and I'd say, well, "Okay, that's fine. Let's put them into the hopper and see if they come out on top." And invariably, the person that my client at that time would have hired had they not known me and had I not stepped in, invariably we never hired that person.
Right.
Because they didn't percolate to the all the way up through the practices that we had set up, the checks and balances that we'd set up, and we got them a good person. You know what? My record for a long time was I was about 1,000 through the way we were doing it. It was through some of the steps that you've been talking about. When we come back, we're going to get John to give us some more steps, some more key points, making sure we hire the right people. The first thing, though, folks, is don't get desperate. Tough it out. And use the best practices, the best human resources practices for hiring. Do a good job. Get the right people. Stay with us. 10 till. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend John Deeney. His website is tabsanantonio.com, tabsanantonio.com. No dashes or dots, right?
Correct.
Tab San Antonio. And you can find out how the absolutely premier tab board organization in the world is run by checking out his website and finding out more about John. Don't forget to check out his 103 tips for better hiring. And his company, by the way, the name of his company, John, is Management Performance Network.
Correct, MPN.
Yeah. John, I think the best advice I could give people is, especially if you're hiring, look, if you're hiring a truck driver, you know, you can do that. Check references, check the background, because, you know, you got a truck driver here. He's out, you know, among the public. If you're hiring a clerk to wait on customers, you know, do a good job, talk to them and everything, but you can hire those people. But if you're hiring a key person, especially management, I just think we need to get some help with that, don't you?
Well, outside help can be more objective, but if you're worried about it or you feel you can't afford it, what you have to do is put objectivity into your process. Get arm's length. I'll tell you a tip I've given a lot of people, and it's funny when you think about it, it's something you should know intuitively, is resumes.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to interview the three or four people best suited for the job. And I see so many entrepreneurs go through a stack of resumes, and what they're looking for is an excuse to keep the person in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through 100, and they wind up being done, and they still have 60. And then they go through the 60, mm-hmm. and they still have 40. Get them out of there, guys.
They don't know how to cull. And see, that's where a professional knows how to cull. They look at a resume differently than most business owners do.
True. We're ruthless. We go through a resume, and if the last two positions aren't directly related to what we're looking for,
right,
very close match, they're gone. Because
yeah.
we know the next one down will be.
And you don't even look at the names. I mean, an uninitiated business owner hiring somebody, first thing they do is look and see who it is. We don't even look at the names. And, you know, John, you said something a minute ago. You said something about, you know, if you think you can't afford it. Well, you know what, folks? If successfully hiring the right person is too expensive, how much is failure going to cost you?
Oh, it's monumental, Jim. If you take a person in for 90 days, even if they don't goof things up, even if they don't lose you a customer or somebody quits because they don't like working with them, you just take them in for 90 days and they walk. Or you get rid of them and say, you know, that was a probationary period. You just didn't turn out to be what I thought you were going to be. Thank you very much. When you look at your training time and everything else, they're probably costing you, most estimates say, a year to a year and a half of their salary is your actual expense to have them there for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brutal mistake.
Well, plus the fact that you got to start the whole process over again. So
right?
If you're going to go through this thing, do it right while you're in there.
You know, stabilizing your staff is the most important thing you can do for the business because you start to build a knowledge inventory.
Mm-hmm. A brain trust.
That's a good word.
Yeah, yeah. Word? And, John, you know, the thing you said something about, you used the word staff a minute ago. I mean, especially if this person you're hiring is going to be managing other people, you can't afford an abort. You can't afford it to jerk people around and make them feel, you know, that this is they're going to be their new boss or one of their new managers, and then he's gone and you bring in somebody else in a small organization. That's akin to, and if it doesn't create chaos.
Well, a manager, or truthfully, Jim, anybody that contacts with the public. Harvey McKay, the author of Swim with mm-hmm. the Sharks, says that there's only two positions he hires directly that he personally does the interviews for his company, CEO and receptionist. And I think he's right.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You got to put the proper emphasis on people that are your face to the public.
Right. John, tell us a little bit more about Tap Boards before you go.
Well, we started in 1990. We're a national organization. About 5,000 small business owners have been through the TAP process. And we get a lot done. We're focused on using the group as a board. There are things that you just can't tell your employees.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you don't want to share. There are things that your spouse probably doesn't want to hear when you come home at night. And it's a place where it's not only support, but it's good advice. It's people who have been there before. Our average board has about 200
years. John, I got to wrap it up. That's
okay.
But I appreciate it. It's tabboards.com, folks. Check that out. Thanks, John. See you later.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jim.
Quick break. I'll be back. Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.